station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, June 20th.
Welcome. Another gloom June gloom day.
We made it despite of the horrendous mess outside.
Oh, my gosh.
There's so much construction going on right in front of our building here.
It's just ridiculous.
And, you know, I mean, this is like the main street here in the valley.
Yeah.
And they're closing it down every morning for construction and shit. And it's just a mess.
It's such a mess. It sucks.
I know. But you know what? What's the alternative? You know, I mean, they could work at night and stuff. That's true.
That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, they should be doing this, not rush hour morning traffic.
Right.
It should be, you know, later evening or something. It's not like they take all day.
Yeah.
You know, they're not out there all
but
day.
But it's, yeah, it causes some great delays, man. And
yeah.
I just don't understand. But I guess they don't have a choice. What are we going
to
do?
And then every day is different. Like, one day it'll be here, and then you try to go to a different street, and then it's like, oh, well, now today it's here.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I can't win.
Yeah, you can't
win. I don't know what to do. Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, you know, they've got to fix the road sometime, so.
Yes.
There you go. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I had a long day of shooting yesterday, but it went really well.
Yeah, you did. What did you shoot yesterday?
So we have a new pilot that we're pitching. It's me and a bunch of girls, and we shot a show that I used to do. Just to kind of get the girls in studio and whatnot. We interviewed them, and it was really funny. I decided to, I wanted to intimidate them at first. So it was my co-host and I and my other friend Ari, and we kind of like asked them a lot of questions that you normally wouldn't ask, like very Howard Stern-like. So it was very sexual, just to kind of break them down to in a way to where they're like, uh-oh, what's happening? And then I segued into, now that we're being all dirty, and now that we're all Italian, I blindfolded everybody. I said, we're going to play a little game. And we had a game where I had a baby pool in front of us. And we filled it with, I mean, so much pasta and pasta sauce. And I told them that they had to dig inside. They had to spin around. And then we got them in the pool. And they had to feel around for these pieces of paper. Mm-hmm. And each paper had a number on it, which coincided with a prize. Or something they had to do.
Right.
And some of the things they had to do were, because it was all, and what I did was, all the ones on top were at a girl, at a girl, at a girl. So all the girls wound up being in the pool at the same time.
Right.
So I got ridiculous with that. that was my plan. So they all got in the pool at the same time and blindfolded. And they had to eat the spaghetti. They had to put it on, they had to make love to the spaghetti. It's pretty funny. One of the girls had to make a spaghetti angel, similar to a snow angel, lying down and making an angel in the pasta. They're fully clothed, by the way, so this is really disgustingly funny. It would have been funnier if it was a bikini, but and then again, it's clothes everywhere. It was hilarious. And then I made them eat it like Lady and the Tramp with each other. Put it on each other's body parts and suck it off. I mean, just like stupid shit.
Wow.
It was really funny. It was
so
really
this
hilarious.
Is formatted like a TV show or something or what?
We're doing a pitch for a show, so this is part of that those segments.
I see.
I kind of wanted to show, you know, how silly and creative I am.
Right.
So that was that, and then we came back to my house and we kind of got to know each other and drank and made pasta and got silly and. So that was just, it was fun. It was interesting.
Yeah,
went on about things.
Good.
And then we went out last night and we went to a red carpet as well. So it was good.
Oh, okay. Red carpet did you go to?
I forget what it was called. Some fashion thing. I don't know. I don't even care.
Yeah.
But my friend was doing it and the girls had never been to one before. So I got them all in.
Oh, so you took all of them with you.
I took all of them with me on the carpet. It was their first time for being on it. And they were kind of like, wow, this is cool.
Yeah.
So it was me.
In Hollywood,
yeah. And I actually ran into a girlfriend of mine, happened to be doing interviews for the carpet. And I'm like, oh, how random is this? So, yeah. I mean, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, this town is small, man. When it comes to, like, entertainment and shit, you know, you always run into people you know.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
It was funny, and we had a good night, so.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you're awake and everything this morning.
I am awake, although I really need sleep badly. Yeah. Really.
I know.
Badly.
You know what? I mean, I don't know. I got seven and a half hours. I'm still tired, man.
Really?
I don't know what the hell's going on. And I think I just go to sleep too late, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't get to bed before 1:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that.
That's late, you know?
That's really late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's when I work best at night. I don't know why. But I do, you know.
It's funny because
it's quiet, I accomplish more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more of a day person.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, I used to be night person and I got a lot done in the quiet of the night, but I've changed that all. I know I'm more of a day person now where my brain functions better during the day than it does at night. And I mean, I've had my party days, you know, and I just don't care anymore about partying.
Right.
It's not my thing. I'd rather sleep. My sleep is precious. Yeah. So precious. Yeah. And I'm really tired. I kind of just want to sleep every day this week.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I
know. Yeah.
It's a bitch having to get up in the morning, you know.
It really is.
Yeah. And, you know, but sleep is important. They say adults need seven and a half to 8 hours of sleep every night.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, I mean, I still consider myself a day person. I love daytime a lot more than nighttime. But so that's why I try to take advantage of the daytime to do other things. And then I work at night, you know.
Right.
But, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
I'm grateful that I have that flexibility to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, work whenever I want.
Exactly.
And that works. That works for me.
Good.
Yeah. So there's a lot in the news.
Oy.
And we're going to cover some things here.
Okay. I'm like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
No, no. I mean, the news is news, and we need to know about it. But, you know, it's just always something.
Yeah, well, we've got to talk about something, Brigitte.
No, I'm just thinking it's always fucked up. Like, every day, it's like, it's never anything, like, good. It's always, like, a fucked up thing.
That's not true, though. I mean, sometimes they have good things. But that's the thing. I mean, news is reporting when things don't work out, you know?
Yeah.
What do you want them to say? Well, the sun rose again today? You know, a reason to be
maybe,
happy?
Maybe. I'm just thinking positively. I don't know.
Yeah. What do you think of all these people on Facebook who always have to give you, like, these inspirational sayings, you know? Some people just sit there all day and they give you, like, lessons of how to live your life.
Yeah. Okay, I will say something about that.
Yeah.
I actually don't mind it. I think that, I think that they're inspiring in a way. I don't want a life lesson, but I do like inspiring quotes. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they all sound the same to me. I don't know. You know? And besides, what makes them qualified to give me lessons about life, you know?
Right.
But, you know, I mean, it's people like to inspire and stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
and to help other people, I guess. You know? Help
like,
themselves in the process.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's funny.
So go ahead.
Well, I was actually going to make a comment. We got into this yesterday. And basically what I was thinking was, you know, we're talking about Facebook and we're talking about how social networking, you know, has changed everything so much.
Mm-hmm.
So what I wanted to talk about was, okay, have you ever noticed how some people, they check into places all the time? Like I'm one of those people. I usually wind up checking into a place. I check in after the fact.
Oh, okay.
That way no one can like follow me. Like I was already there, you know, kind of
but
thing.
But why is it important to check in the first place?
Well, for me, because businesses follow me and I get perks out of it. You know, kind of thing.
You do?
Yeah, usually, but I guess it's maybe I shouldn't. I mean, I don't always do it, but I do it a lot.
Right.
And then there's other people that don't ever do it. You know, they're like, they're private and they don't even know. But then there's times where they say that and then they check in.
Whoa.
And then if they check in and then see me, I'll check in and I'll tag everyone that I'm with because why not? Who cares?
Right.
You know, and if I don't remember your Facebook page, then I don't always tag you, but like I can go back and do it later.
But maybe they don't want to be seen or they
but
don't
why?
Want people to know they're there.
But why?
For safety, security reasons? I don't know. I mean, I don't check in ever. I don't want people to know where I am.
Why?
Because it's not anybody's business, you know? I mean, I live my life. Now people know where you hang out, you know, because you write that all the time.
I guess, what if you check in somewhere and then you're with your wife or you're with your kids or you're with whoever and you don't check them in?
Right.
That's kind of fucked up, right?
No, it's not.
Why?
I mean, what's the point in checking in the first place? That's what I'm trying to understand. What do you get out of it? I mean, maybe for you, you know, the business sees that you're, you know, posting them on there. They'll give you some perks and stuff, like you said. But for just an ordinary person, I don't see the point, you know.
So if you check into a place, like you don't really do it, but let's say you check, you wind up checking in somewhere.
Right.
Would you tag everyone that's with you?
I would have to ask them.
But what if you?
I think.
Would you ask them or would you just not do it? Oh, what if they were like, tag me, and you're like, no. That's happened.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's weird.
If they ask you to tag them, I see. I don't know. You know, I've never been in that situation, so I can't tell you. You know,
well, this was a discussion.
But I don't see the point in checking in. I think those suck, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny. Like, we were talking about this yesterday. Like, and some of the girls were married, and some of the girls aren't. And some of the girls are with people, and some aren't. So it was actually an interesting conversation. We were talking about this. And there's six of us. There's supposed to be seven, but they wound up being six. And so we were talking about it because one person checked in somewhere and didn't tag who they were with.
Right.
As in, like, you know, they were dating. And we all were talking about it. We thought that was weird.
Yeah.
But then we started talking about, why do you feel like social networking validates whatever your relationship is.
Right.
It kind of sounds retarded.
It is, you know? I mean? But there's a lot of problems that come up because of Facebook.
Right. And we were talking about Facebook and MySpace used to be back in the day and like how, what issues or what, because people freak out about it.
Right.
I think it's stupid in a way. Like for me, you'll never know if I'm with someone or not because I'm never going to, you know, write that on there. Mm. I tag all my friends.
Right.
You know, I tag everybody.
Right.
And I put up pictures all the
time. But if you go with one person, then you're going to tag them, right?
I always tag.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'll tag a photo. I'll tag where I am. It doesn't matter to me. I don't see what the big deal is. Now, if you want to untag yourself, go ahead. I think that's weird.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's interesting because, I mean, you were stalked and everything. And I would think you'd be a little more careful in letting people know where you are.
But I do it after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it while I'm there.
Right.
I
but
check in when I leave.
People figure out where you hang out, you know?
I don't think like that. I don't think always. Thanks.
I know. And then you get in trouble for crying out loud.
Yeah.
You know, people masturbating and pissing in your closet.
Damn it. Oh, my God. That was the craziest shit I've ever in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So take my advice. Don't check in anymore. People don't need to know where you are.
Okay.
Keep it private.
That might be. Yeah.
All right. Well, if you gotta check in, you gotta check in. You know?
Yeah.
I'm sure some people would like to know where you are.
I'm sure they would. And now that just freaks me out. Thank you.
Why? I'm giving you the other side of it. I mean, you want to consider that.
No,
you know?
I agree, and I think you're right. You're right. I shouldn't. Okay.
I just think it's a stupid app. All those Foursquare and shit. You know, I mean, it doesn't.
I don't really understand Foursquare. I mean, I've seen it obviously because you know.
So how do you check in with Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't really get the Foursquare thing yet.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
I mean,
the same thing, isn't it?
I don't know.
Just check in. Yeah.
I don't know.
You tell people where you are.
Okay.
That's how it started before Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I know. So, have you been following the Jerry Sandusky trial at all?
Which one's that again?
That's the guy that... that's the assistant coach, I guess. That
oh, was, yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Was he assistant or was he a coach? No, he was a coach.
Yeah,
he was a coach. And, so I guess they... yesterday they announced that he might go on the witness stand and talk. And I'm thinking, why the fuck would they do that? I mean,
right.
he already had an interview with Bob Costas where he said that he didn't go around seeking out every young person for sexual needs that I've helped.
Well,
so what's he saying? I mean, I didn't go after every one, but I may have gone through some others. You know? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that case is just disgusting.
Yeah, so apparently the defense rested yesterday, so we're going to find out any day now what's happening with him.
Wow.
But apparently he did not go on the stand, and that was a smart thing. I mean, this guy, the whole interview, he fucking incriminated himself.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 51 counts that he's being accused of, sexual
That's
abuse.
That's crazy.
There's no way he's going to get off this, you know? I mean, they keep saying that the witnesses, the you know, the alleged victims, are making things up and they want to make money and all this shit, you know. And but I don't think that's going to hold.
How old are these kids now?
They're like in their late 20s.
I mean, and why didn't they come forward before? Because they were embarrassed?
I would imagine, yeah. I mean, embarrassed and feeling guilty.
Right.
You know, who knows what else you might feel when you go through this. But, I mean, one kid said he was screaming when he was screwing him. You know, I mean, that is like, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you just imagine a person like this that so many kids rely on and trust and so forth?
Right.
And I guess his wife also said that she was in the house when...
What?
Yeah, but she didn't witness the abuse.
So it always happened in the house? I thought it was in the school.
No, it was in the school too, but sometimes some kids... spend the night at his house.
No, that's weird. Why would they do that?
I don't know. Maybe because they trusted him. You know, maybe he just says let's have like a sleepover or a
right. But where are the parents? Because weren't they like 11 years old?
Yeah.
So that
doesn't
make sense.
Well, maybe the parents trusted them. I mean, I'm sure they got an okay from the parents, but I'm sure nobody suspected anything.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm sorry. I would never let my child sleep over at a grown man's, like a coach's house. That's just very weird.
But, you know, but I mean, if his wife is there and other kids are there, you figure I'm not going to worry, you know.
Right.
But apparently he was, he insisted that he put them to bed and say goodnight to them and all that, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's just, and the wife, like, is she going to be, she's going to be on the stand, right? Or she just was, right?
Yeah, she was, yeah.
So, I mean... She had to have known what was going on.
Yeah, but she says she didn't witness the abuse, so go figure, you know? I mean.
Well, of course she's going to say that because they're still married, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So she doesn't want to get,
yeah,
you know.
But if she helps him out, man, she's going to go to jail, too.
Right, but I mean.
So I don't know what she would do, you know?
Right, but when you're, I mean, you can lie on the stand.
Yeah.
You know? Like people, like, look at O.J. Simpson. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, I guess there were some signs, you know. I mean, one witness testified that her son seemed to suffer from stomach ailments during the time he was visiting Sandusky and sometimes did not want to visit the former assistant's home.
Mm.
Yeah. See, he was an assistant coach. Okay.
I was right. Okay.
Oy vey. I mean, how do you do this? And I mean, 50 times, my God, you know, it's mm-hmm. like... At a certain point, you got to tell yourself, what the fuck? Either I'm going to get caught or I'm really fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and he showered them with gifts and everything, you know.
It's so disgusting.
I know. I know. Little boys, man. And you ruined their whole lives.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't know. I just can't imagine, like, and how many people did they say? How many people that he actually hooked up with?
They have about 10 witnesses, I think.
Holy
10
shit.
Or 12 witnesses, yeah.
Holy shitballs.
I know. He ruined a lot of lives, man. This guy deserves to rot in jail.
He really does.
Yeah. And there's so much sex abuse, you know. I mean, remember last week we were talking about this father who killed his daughter's abuser?
Yeah.
He walked in and this man was sexually abusing his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So he started beating him up and killed him.
Which I agree with.
Yeah, so apparently there's no indictment against him. You know, a grand jury decided that they're not going to press charges against him. And
when they say grand jury, I don't mean to be stupid because I just don't understand what this means. So, okay. The prosecutor...
There's before there's a trial, there's like a grand jury that you bring up the case and they decide if it's going to go to court or not.
So is a grand jury the same as a jury? Like they're just random people? Or is it like certain people that are...
No, it's random people, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, so you go, like when this happens, they immediately, right away, they get this case in court. And that doesn't make sense how it works that quickly. Normally when you have a court case,
right.
it's months later.
But it's
later.
Not a court case. It's just like they're trying to figure out whether to pursue the case or not.
Got
whether
it.
They have something there.
So I mean, I don't understand how jury thing works. So, I mean... I've been lucky to get
the regular jury.
Yes, it was a grand jury. Like so, if you get picked for
grand
jury duty,
is different.
That's what I'm asking.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I don't understand.
Yeah. It's not part of a trial. You don't sit there during the trial and stuff. It's more like a shortened type of a thing, a more compact thing.
Okay. So can you get picked to be on the grand jury? Is what I'm asking you. Or is it
set people that
are elected?
That I don't know. I don't think you're elected. I think it's probably a lot like a regular jury. You know.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't want to just make up things.
Okay.
You know?
I'm like, I just don't understand. So I was just, you know, wondering.
Yeah. but yeah, so I guess the father didn't really intend on killing him, you know, and he just says, so I guess he called 911 for help, and he was crying and shit, you know. Wow. So, yeah.
Wow.
Can you imagine walking in on something like that? I mean, what the fuck, you know? I mean, who wouldn't kill the guy?
Right. I mean, I will. And that's the thing. It's like you're not like you're premed. I mean, you just gotta go after it and just right. like, oh my God, get off my dog. And like that's the thing. I totally agree with everyone because a 4-year-old can't defend themselves.
Right.
So, you know, of course, you know, you're gonna take. I don't know. Just I wouldn't be able to stop either.
Yeah.
There's no way I'd be able to stop.
Yeah. No. I mean, you know, you don't even think
I would
at that
just
time,
keep. Yeah, you don't think because you would just throw the guy on the ground and keep hitting.
Yeah.
There's no way I could stop hitting him unless someone pulled me off. There's no way when you're that mad and you're not even mad. It's like that's like disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, ugh, what possesses someone to do that?
I don't understand. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like they're taking it too far with all this perversion and sexual attraction and shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is it with kids, you know? And, I mean, I was just reading about this woman who, was prostituted at an early age, with a pimp and everything, you know, but, I mean, if you want to talk about this, there's a related story, a Ohio woman charged with prostituting her daughter.
Right.
Now, this woman's 37, she's prostituting her 11-year-old daughter. And, I mean, I'm not talking just every now and then. I mean, this is like they're saying from it would start in the afternoon and it would end like 7 a.m. the next day.
And how did they find out?
So sometimes she'd have like, you know, 50 tricks during the night or something.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine.
11-year-old. I mean, you put a grown woman there, she can't weather that.
I don't mean to be, you know, weird, but do they say what her ethnicity is?
No.
Because I'm curious.
Yeah.
Not saying that that matters, but I'm curious.
Let's just not go there.
No, I'm just curious. Yeah. Like, what kind of person? Is this a southern person? Is it like...
No, this is Ohio.
Oh, Ohio. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But you don't know where the person's from.
Huh. Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow. That's just like... And how do they find out? Because, like, I guess the cops found out or something. And...
Yeah. I don't know how they find out, you know, but...
Yeah,
apparently she fled to Mexico to get away from the abuse.
Wow.
And so she's under care of foster parent now, but her mother's in jail with $100,000 bond. And
I'm so glad she got caught. I wonder if they're Mexican, like, because she went to Mexico, or just because. Because don't they? If you go to Mexico, that's right. They don't have a.
That's true. It does make sense, huh? If she fled to Mexico, maybe she felt there was something there for her.
Mhm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, she left with someone she thought would help her in Mexico, but once there. She was allegedly forced into prostitution there, too.
What?
See, I mean, little girls are like innocent sheep, you know? I mean, it's like, you know, they're so vulnerable, you
right.
know? And it's so scary that you have to constantly worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your kids are out in the street and playing around, doing whatever, you know, being kids. And, you know, there's just all these... predators out there.
Right. And I will say that, you know, like I was saying before, and you made a comment on it, on if you believe me or whatever, but that it's really huge, actually, in the U.S., like taking the kids and selling them underground.
Really?
Yeah. It's actually a big deal here.
Right.
It's like a huge ordeal.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are like legitimate parents selling their kids to other parents and stuff?
I mean, the kids are stolen and taken over.
Oh, stolen. And, wow.
Yeah. Or like, you know, child abductions. You see child abduction signs all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes the other parent is the abductor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to... one of our hosts actually has a show, and he recovers teens that are either kidnapped
wow.
or run away and things
that's
like
amazing.
That. You know? Yeah.
That's really amazing.
I know.
What show is that?
That's Alan Cardoza. He's got a show called Answers for the Family. They're right after us on Monday.
Okay.
And sometimes he talks about that, and it's like so scary, you know, when the kids ends up in another country or something, you know, and you gotta find them.
Right.
And then bring them back, convince them to come back with you. It's a tough thing, you know. I mean,
right.
kids are like being used as pawns all the time.
It's It's like so scary. I like want to help these kids.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. So apparently there's one marriage and one divorce or separation. Did you hear that Johnny Depp is separating from his? Is she his wife?
Yeah,
or his girlfriend?
Hear that. I did hear that.
Are they married?
I think they were together for 14 years. I don't think they were married.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, they're just saying they're no longer a couple.
Yeah.
Vanessa Paradis, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, yeah.
What is she, like French or something?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. I have no idea.
But they were living in France for a while, right?
They've been together for 14 years, so, yeah. And I don't know where she's from. I have really
yeah.
no idea.
But I know they lived sometime in France. I think in England as well. I'm not sure. Hmm. I'm not a big fan of his, you know. But
really?
But you have to admire his success, man. Yeah, because he usually is like in those weird movies that I won't see.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You like the Tim Burton type of thing. Right?
I do. I love Tim Burton.
I know. A lot of people love this stuff. You know, I just can't get into it. So.
Yeah.
But I liked him in the... Was it not the American, but the other one with Angelina Jolie, The Tourist?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was good.
That was good, you know, because he played, you know, a normal person.
Right.
So I could relate to
it. A normal person.
Yeah. As opposed to, what characters? I mean, Edward Scissorhands and...
I like that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're like, no. You don't like those kind? But there's a new one I really wanted to see, too. I mean, I heard it sucked, but that one that was a, like... They look like vampires almost. You know what I'm talking about?
Dark Shadows or something?
I don't remember.
With Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I think that was like a movie that came out recently.
Yeah. Yeah, that one. Anyway.
I think they call it Dark Shadows, although I've never seen it. Okay, but 14 years, huh?
Wow. Well, I mean, at least they weren't... I mean, I guess it depends where you are, but I guess you don't have to worry about if you're not married. You don't have to worry about splitting all of it up. But then again, if you're together 14 years, you...
Oh, yeah, you
isn't
split
it like
it
common
up.
Law marriage?
Yeah, yeah.
But is that everywhere? Like if it's in,
no, it's different in every state, you know?
And every country,
in
right?
In every country, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah. But here, I mean, all you have to do is live with someone for a few months and you get half of what they have.
No.
In California, I'm telling you. In California?
No.
Fuck yeah. Well, okay, I'm exaggerating a little bit.
You're like a little bit. You know? I mean, it's a 7-year law, isn't it?
Like no, I don't think so. You don't have to be together 7 years. There's no way.
Really?
No way, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, they got 2 kids, 13 and 9.
Oh, together?
Yeah, together.
Oh, well, okay, never mind. Then she's entitled.
Yeah. I guess chicks are really crazy about him, huh?
I think he's gorgeous.
Yeah?
I really do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what most chicks see. I mean, I don't see that, but I accept it. What can I say, you know? But, he was good in Pirates of the Caribbean, I guess, you know, although he was weird there, too.
Oh, but my God, that was amazing. How could you not like that?
No, I did. I did.
Okay.
I thought it was good. It's just that he was a little weird for my taste.
I thought he was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your favorite movie of Johnny Depp? Can you think of any?
I would say Pirates of the Caribbean. Those are my favorite. I love pirates.
Mm.
And I think those are really all super funny.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I used to love pirate movies, man. But they don't make as many, but it's still good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mutiny on the Bounty, that was a good one.
I don't even know what that is.
No?
No.
Yeah, it was a big movie. You gotta catch that.
Okay.
I think it had pirates, didn't it? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I actually want to go touch back on something that got the guy from yesterday.
Mm.
I mean, wow.
Yeah, we had an author.
Yeah, we had an author on. And he was just very interesting. I mean, I can't imagine being that open of like a swinger in a way.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
not only that, but to admit that you went to a hooker at a brothel and you met this chick and you guys hit it off. You
right.
know? Yeah.
Completely. And like, it's totally fine if she fucks other people. Like, you have no issue with that.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you have an issue?
Yeah. But maybe after he met her, she stopped doing it. I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah. But I guess some guys are flattered that a hooker would be interested in them since she meets so many different guys. You know, you figure, gee, if she's going to do it with me for free, I must really be special.
Right.
But it's a hooker.
Right.
You know?
I don't know. And I just, I could never do the swinging thing. Like, I mean.
Yeah. So we were talking about that yesterday, about the swinging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's just interesting.
You couldn't do it, huh?
Even no.
What if you went with a guy that you're not in a relationship with. You just went with him so they'd let you in or something, or mm-hmm. somebody to go with. And you just went there more for yourself to screw other guys and things like that. You couldn't handle that either?
I would worry so much about getting something that it would freak me out.
Mm.
Yeah.
It so it's really... that. It's not the relationship with the guy or anything, huh?
It would just... Well, that freaks me out too. But yeah, I think it would just freak me out. Like yeah. you would catch... If you caught something or whatever. I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
not only that, it's like... I think about it too, the couples that do go there. I mean, you must have to have... Do you build the trust level up so much between you and that person that it's okay if you do it because it's just sex? Without
yeah,
people,
I guess that's
deal?
What it is. They or, say they trust each other.
Right.
Yeah. And they do it together too, so that's their excuse. We're not cheating on each other because we're doing it together.
Which I guess if you're there, then that makes sense. But I guess another way, it's like, okay, we were talking about this yesterday too with our little group of girls. And one of the girls was like, she tried to bring her best friend in mm-hmm. with a friend. It wasn't a guy she was dating. It was just a friend. And she said they were all hooked up, and she wound up just sitting there.
Really?
Like, the guy, like, the, and I'm like, well, that's fucked up. Because if you're having a threesome, you should all be touching each other.
Right.
And not just sitting there watching them have sex while you're just yeah. kind of sitting there waiting your turn. Like, that's weird. So she's like, they wound up getting in a huge fight. She never talked to her friend again.
Really?
I thought that was really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you see, these things, man. I mean, people are very passionate about these things.
Right.
You know? And you got to be careful.
Right.
Even if someone tells you they can handle it, you know, it's no guarantee. You can go there and get it on and then realize that, shit, this is not working out for us.
Right. And then I was talking about it because I was just like, well, I mean, what if you are in a relationship? Because I remember, like, when I was with someone for a long time, we talked about, oh, let's bring one of my friends in, whatever.
Right.
And it's like, and then it became an issue. Like, right. it became like, you know what I find weird is when that person keeps like talking about it over and over and over again
uh-huh.
and you're like, okay, obviously it's like something you want to do, you've never done it before
mm.
but it's also like, well, shut up about it,
yeah,
like, aren't I good enough or whatever, I don't know. It was anyway,
yeah,
we were talking about that yesterday and adding one, and you know, it could be hot, like I wouldn't mind it, like eventually if you're in a long relationship
right.
for a long time, mix it up, like as long as you trust whoever you're with, obviously if you're together for a long time then you would, and whoever you're bringing in, as long as it's someone either a random, you know, and like, but then it goes into rules, like they
right.
can't
exactly
they can't
right.
exchange numbers, you right. know, then you have to be in control in that sense, and then you know, you can't be cuddling with that person
yeah.
at the end. You know what I mean? No,
yeah.
they're random. You know,
yeah,
like
I mean,
there's
people,
all these like stupid things.
Yeah, they bring their emotions into it.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing. I mean, people get jealous.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, guys, you know, they want all kinds of things like that. But you really have to be careful in what you are suggesting to your wife, you know.
Right.
She may not take it very lightly, you know.
And then it's like, is it considered, if you have a threesome, is that considered that you, I mean, that's not considered you're swinging. That's just you bring
right.
a threesome, right?
Right, exactly.
So, yeah. I don't know.
Maybe it's swinging also. I don't know.
How is it swinging?
Because you're having sex with people outside the marriage, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it is. I mean, does it make a difference how many people are there? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, what is it? If you bring two people into the bedroom, then it's swingers, and if it's one, it's not? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I could only do it with people I don't know.
Yeah?
Know? Yeah, like when I went to that, I told you, I used to go to that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To that swingers place in Vegas when I lived there.
Right.
And one time, I ended up with two chicks in a room, you
mm-hmm.
know? I mean, they weren't like, you know, the hottest chicks you can ever find. But at the same time, you know, it was a threesome, you
right.
know? And it was pretty enjoyable. But I didn't know either of them, so it didn't really bother me, you know? And they're
okay.
like two friends. What do they care, right?
Right.
So,
but you weren't with anyone
cool.
at the time.
No,
just...
I wasn't with anyone.
Right.
I went there by myself, yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, you're right. You know, and like I said yesterday, when I went with someone, we just ended up connecting with each other. You know,
mm-hmm.
we didn't feel comfortable going, you know, hooking up with other people there.
Right. And
I don't know why. Because we were dating. I mean, I wasn't married to her or anything. But
right.
we were dating, and she's the one that suggested it. I just told her that I had gone before.
Yeah.
And she was, like, really curious.
Okay.
So we went, but, you know, nothing happened with other people. So,
right.
But that's fine. But yeah, I used to love that place, man. I'd go there and, you know, they'd have some aging porn stars there and stuff. You know?
Now, did you really care about that girl, though? Like, did you, I mean...
Kinda. I mean, look, when I date someone, I'd rather they didn't date someone else while I'm with them.
Right.
You know, and if I'm having sex with them and stuff.
Okay.
But at the same time, you know, I don't think there was love or anything there. You know, mm-hmm. It was pretty fresh still.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, so people are into all kinds of things.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you, you know.
No, I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
I mean, because these were conversations from yesterday, and we were just kind of all talking about it.
So you guys were philosophizing and stuff?
We were. We got drunk, and we were philosophizing on a bunch of different things. And, yeah, it became an interesting conversation. So
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, it was. So, yeah, I mean, that was one of the things that we were talking about of, like, and then how do you handle it? Like,
yeah.
You know? And then it's like, okay, let's say you... The guy at first is like, yeah, okay, rule. I totally understand. I'll have rules. It's fine. I get that. And then all of a sudden you put down rules and then they freak out.
Right.
And they freak out because they're like, well, what do you mean rules? Why do I need rules? Like,
right.
And it's kind of like, what? We had many conversations yesterday.
Yeah. I know. I can imagine. I wish I was a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
To hear all the things you talk about.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
But, I mean, I don't know. I've never done a threesome with someone I was actually full-on dating and cared
right,
about.
Right, in a relationship with.
Right.
Right.
And I think that would be, it could be a scary thing because... Yeah.
Did you have both kinds of threesomes, two guys and two girls? Or just one?
I will talk about the girl.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
you don't have to talk about it, but
the one that I did was with there was a guy in the room, mm-hmm. and then there were like four girls, and so I was involved in something like that, and it wasn't a guy that I was with
right.
or anything, but you know, he was there.
Right.
But it was very interesting.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, have you been into a threesome with a guy you weren't really dating? I mean, you just, like, the three of you just decided...
That I wasn't... That? Yeah, I mean, that was, I guess, one of them. But that was... Yeah, I mean, I haven't done that since... Like, I don't know. So, yeah. I don't know what the situation would be like.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've had my girlfriends, uh-huh. you know, and that's been interesting.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. If you throw in the mix, what would happen? I never thought it to be a big deal. And now it's like all this talk yesterday and such. I'm like, I guess it is a big deal.
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, you go to orgies and shit, you know, when you go swingers and stuff. Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
something.
I don't know. And then it's also like, do you lose respect for the girl that you're with?
I guess.
Yeah.
It depends. Why would you lose your respect for her?
Because if you guys are together
right.
and you're like building something together, right? And you actually see a possible future with this person.
Okay.
And then she brings up like, let's have a threesome.
Right. Yeah.
And you've never done it. And you're like, okay. Or, you know, and then because of course you're a guy and you're like, okay. And then would you lose respect for her if she, because it becomes an issue. Now it's an issue. You guys are talking about it.
Right.
Know? Now
yeah.
it becomes like.
Well, if it was a guy she wanted to bring in, yeah, I'd have an issue with it. With a girl, I might consider it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what most threesomes are like. You know, you have a couple and then they bring another woman to the mix because guys can't deal very well with other guys screwing the women. Although I understand that some guys get turned on by that.
Right. I've heard that's a big thing too. In fact, I know someone that used to do that.
Really?
Not, I was not involved. It was nothing to do with me. I'm just saying, I know someone that used to enjoy watching his girl. Yeah.
Wow.
And I thought that was very interesting.
I know. I mean, how inferior do you have to feel to be able to have to get off on that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they call it like cuckolding or something like that?
Cuckolding?
Cuckolding.
I don't know.
Cuckold.
Cock holding?
Not holding.
I don't know, Sam. I don't know.
It's when you screw somebody else's wife.
Really?
And he watches or something, yeah.
I wouldn't know these things, so, yeah.
I would think you'd know.
I've never done that, so I don't know. I know people that, and I know a lot of celebrities that, you know, bring in someone else.
Mm-hmm. Celebrities, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. See, okay, someone actually just wrote in, and this is interesting. So someone said, hold on, my phone's going crazy. I would never stay with a girl who I found out that she's had a threesome with two guys. Okay, and that makes sense, you know, like, and I'm not saying that. I'm saying is, what if you're in a relationship, or maybe you're just starting out in a relationship, and you really like this person, you see it potentially going somewhere, and, you know, their birthday's coming up, whatever, and you're like, oh, well, let's have a threesome, and they're like, okay, cool. Of course, the guy's going to be like, okay, cool at first, and then you're like, I'll make rules, whatever you need, you know, I'll follow the rules, and then you go and you make some rules, and then they don't agree with those rules, and then it becomes a talking issue, and then it just becomes like so stupid that it's like, well, maybe you shouldn't be having one right now.
Yeah, exactly. You're not ready for one.
Right. And then if that person's like, well, this is kind of like swinging.
Right.
And you're like, I don't see how that's like swinging if you're just having a threesome one time.
Yeah, no, but that's not swinging. I don't think it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Swinging is really swapping and, you know, being in like, yeah, it's like a mutual thing that you do, mm-hmm. you know, with, I think, at least four people.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah. I don't know. But, you know, I mean, swinging sounds like fun, like I said, but not with the person you're with.
Yeah, okay. No, I can, yeah. Mm-mm.
So you can just find someone to go with you and then, you know, pursue it.
These are conversations that we have.
Yeah.
Things that make you go,
I'd love to have an orgy, yeah.
Oh, would your wife ever be down for that?
No.
No, not at all.
I wouldn't either. You know?
No?
I mean, only when I'm not attached.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I, like I said, I don't think I could bear seeing my wife having sex with someone else.
No.
No.
Right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You feel the same way, right? Oh, no. I mean, you mentioned the threesome and stuff. But,
well, it's a threesome. So, yeah. I mean, there would have to be rules, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, rules it is. I guess Bobby Brown got married in Hawaii.
I did hear about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know he was engaged or anything. I guess they got engaged in 2010.
Oh, really? I didn't know
either. At a concert after dating close to 3 years.
Hmm.
So he's 43. Of course, he was married to Whitney Houston. And they're not saying how old she is.
Hmm.
Yeah, but I guess they have a son together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so Bobby Brown, I don't know if it's really news and if I care, but, you know.
But I've always wondered, too, is like, I mean, getting married in Hawaii. I mean, I guess it's got to be pretty to get married in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. But then you got to make everybody go there, you know.
Yeah, I'm like, in a way, isn't it cliche? Like, well, let's go to Hawaii and get married. I don't know.
I know, but then you invite everybody and they have to spend thousands of dollars coming to your party.
Right.
You know, so only rich people can do that. Yeah. And finally, I guess our senior hall is coming back to late night TV.
You know what? I am glad about that because, you know, I watched the last episode of, and I'm just glad he won. And I think
of The Apprentice, you mean?
The Apprentice. I can't remember what it was called.
Right.
But I kind of am glad that he's coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a comeback, huh? I think from that show, really. I think once he won, or at least got some exposure on the Celebrity Apprentice, then And, you know, I mean, he used to have a talk show before on television a long time ago.
Right.
And it didn't last, you know. They ended up canceling the show.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know. Is he funny? I don't know. I don't remember even if he's funny or not.
I don't remember either. But, I mean, I liked him on the show. I thought that, you know, I would watch him. I thought he was like, I don't know, I liked him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, look, they say he actually ruled TV from 89 to 94.
That's true.
This is our senior hall show.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's coming back to late night?
Yeah.
I mean, I know they were negotiating it, and it was like a big thing. And then the fact that he won, that's kind of like, you know, of course they're going to give it to him. But that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's going to be with CBS, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
His previous show, I think, was with Fox, but I'm not sure.
What is the show you just saw on was CBS, right?
No, that was NBC.
Really?
Yeah. The Celebrity Apprentice is at NBC. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then also, did you hear about Jack Osborne?
I did.
MS?
Yes, I know.
Isn't that pretty sad shit?
I know him very well. He's a good friend of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know him?
Very well. Very well.
Really?
And, yeah, and I was actually upset about it because that's a really scary thing. And he's gone through so much in his life.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he's gone through a lot and he's been clean for, you know, years. And, you know, it's like very proud thing. And then he just had a baby and then he found out about this. I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot to take in, a lot to handle. I mean, it's just, yeah.
That's true.
It's a touchy thing, but yeah.
Wow.
So I feel awful.
Do you know
it.
His parents too? Have you met him?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. He's a really great guy. Really great guy. And I wanted to call and say something, but it's like, I'm going to let it sizzle down and talk later. But yeah, I mean, God, that's just crazy.
That's bad. All right, well, this is it for today, Brigitte. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
It is sunny outside for you now, so you can be...
Is it?
Yeah. You can feel good about yourself and about the weather.
Thanks.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigitte, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigitte is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.